proclamation number 4977 dated the October 1st, 1950. False Christs and False Prophets. And false Christs and false prophets will come after me. But do not believe them, even if they perform signs and miracles. I already informed you on earth of the machinations of those who misrepresented my pure teaching and introduced themselves as saviors of the world, who preached under the guise of piety and yet were anything but my followers. For they were not interested in love for me and their neighbor. Instead, they were only interested in power. False Christs and prophets only ever appeared for a purpose which was far removed from my will. They certainly preached the shaping into love, but the preachers themselves did not strive for it, and so their words lost strength and truth. Consequently, they could not be true prophets and proclaim me accurately to people, even though they mention my name and use me time and again for the sake of pursuing a purpose. This could only be followed by a time of confusion, a time when I was no longer properly recognized, even by people with better intentions. For the words of those proclaiming the gospel no longer contained my spirit. Now people were governed by a worldly spirit instead of being lovingly guided in my will on the right path to me. The spirit of the Antichrist was already strongly represented, and the fruits of his activity became evident. Distortion of my teaching of love, greed for power, pride, deluded thinking towards those who lived according to my will and to whom I was able to reveal myself. These revelations meant nothing to them. They were suppressed because they undermined what people had built up, because they were the pure truth which the latter could not abide by, since they lived for the world and had worldly aspirations. Anyone who seriously turned away from the world and towards me also soon recognized the error and the danger it signified for humanity. However, anyone who does not recognize it has therefore fallen prey to the one who governs the world, who is my adversary and wants to corrupt people. False Christs and false prophets will arise. Every person who does not know the truth has fallen prey to a false Christ, because he allowed himself to be misled by his apparently divine speeches, which lack truth because the preacher himself did not live a life of love and therefore did not know the truth. Nevertheless, he portrayed himself as my representative and threatened them with temporal and eternal punishments. He is a disgraceful prophet, for he thereby distorts my teaching of love. He falsely testified to me, as I am not a god of wrath but a god of love instead. He neither speaks the truth nor is he able to speak it because he does not possess it. Therefore he instructs people wrongly and yet educates them in the belief of knowing the only truth. My reference to false Christs and prophets mainly concerns teachers who spread errors amongst their fellow human beings, because they speak in my name and yet do not testify to me correctly. But I want to highlight their activity and denounce their misguided teachings. I want to help people of goodwill to gain realization. I want to send bearers of light amongst people who are authorized to speak in my name because I have chosen them myself, who are also capable of speaking in my name because I am instructing them myself. These will very certainly be recognizable as my messengers, as true bringers of light. And no one of goodwill and who hates life will be able to call them false prophets. Only someone who wants to hold on to errors will not acknowledge them and portray them as Satan's emissaries, because he avoids the light. The world is approaching the end, and thus more false prophets will appear, but in the same way my messengers will also emerge as their adversaries. So that people will recognize the value and worthlessness of both if they want to put them to the test. where false Christs and prophets are spoken of. Genuine ones must also exist, and these are very recognizable, for the enlightened people and announce the last judgment. In contrast, the false ones confuse people and teach them to live, but not according to my will but for their own pleasure instead. Genuine prophets proclaim my word in its purest form. The false ones use my word as well, yet they always pursue earthly goals with it, trying to attain advantages, power and riches. Anyone who receives from me will pass it on to his fellow human beings without demanding a reward for it, but those who ask for payment have not received the gift they distribute from me. This, too, is a sign by which false Christs and prophets can be recognized, for spiritual gifts are priceless treasures which may never be valued in an earthly way, or they will judge the one who allows himself to be paid for them. For every gift shall be distributed with love, even more so spiritual gifts, which my love has intended for people and conveys to them time and again so that they will be saved. Amen.